Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Business with Seeking Wilder, a podcast sharing stories from inspiring business owners and entrepreneurs through the lens of soul tarot and astrology. I'm Courtney Wilder, intuitive coach and business astrologist at Seeking Wilder. I hope you're ready to dive deep.
Hello and welcome, my loves. I'm so excited to be here back with you in another episode of Intuitive Business for Seeking Wilder. Today is just going to be a little episode to remind you to come home to play. Right now, I am in the middle of my 8 days of presence, pleasure, and play challenge. And already the transformations of joy that people are having in this free challenge have been absolutely momentous. This has been a really beautiful practice to remind people to come home to ourselves. And this episode is reminding you to come home to yourself through presence, pleasure, and play. When was the last time that you did something just for joy's sake? When was the last time you created something just to create, not to share, not to be seen, not for anybody else's approval, but just for yourself? Right now, we are in the midst of Leo season, and Leo season invites us to connect into that playful, pleasurable energy. Leo rules the heart, so it invites us to do things that open our heart, that have us rolling our shoulders back, having us cracking our chests open, having us receiving the full deliciousness of life into our heart. It's something that I firmly believe that when we embody presence and pleasure and play, our businesses thrive. Our businesses absolutely thrive. Through the many business owners that I've worked with, something that I've seen is when people are more open to receiving, their businesses are more successful. For the business owners I know who are so much more open to receiving compliments and being celebrated by their clients, by their peers, their businesses really thrive. Whereas the ones who are more likely to shut things down or deflect away from themselves, they show up in their businesses with a lack energy. So are you open to receiving the full deliciousness that creativity and pleasure and presence and play can bring into your life and into your business? Day one of the challenge, I had all of the beautiful souls that were in the challenge write essentially a joy menu for 20 minutes, just list all of the things that bring them joy, all of the things that bring them back to a state of presence, all of the things that tap them into that playful energy, that tap them into that pleasurable energy, and just keep writing until the time runs out. Because just taking that time to really reflect on the things that light you up, the things that turn you on, that get you inspired, that get you juicy, it can remind you of, oh, when was the last time I actually did those things? And when was the last time that I did those things with intention? When I talk about presence and pleasure and play and the practices that you can do, anything can be a practice of pleasure, presence, or play, if that's what it invigorates for you, if you're doing it with intention. Do you just make yourself a cup of tea or a cup of coffee while you're thinking of the million tasks that you have to do, while you're racing around, maybe while you're doing your social media content at the same time? Or when you make yourself a tea or a coffee, are you doing it with the intention to take a moment to just be present with yourself, to be grateful for the way that you're nourishing your body, to feel grounded and grateful that where you are right now, you can take that time, you can take that moment for yourself? How are you integrating those little moments of pleasure and play and connection and presence throughout your workday, throughout your business day, throughout your life? Are you somebody who sits down at your computer and is there for the next 8 hours and forgets to eat, forgets to move? Or are you time blocking in that time for yourself to reignite yourself throughout the day? To give you a little bit of insight into how my day works, I will never sit on my computer for longer than 2 hours if I can help it. We'll always make sure that in between clients, I have time to come home to myself. myself. I have time to drop in to do something for myself, even if it's a 2-minute practice of 2-minute breathing, getting up, maybe dancing along to my favorite song, maybe moving my body, or sometimes I'll make larger gaps. Sometimes I'll have a bath in the middle of the day because that is what will bring me pleasure. And that is what will make me feel abundant before I'm going into my next client session. But depending on how big and juicy my day is, there will always be that time for reconnection with myself, for reconnection with the things that light me up, with the things that make me feel abundant. Because I have spoken about this so many times on my podcast, but in case this is the first episode you're listening to, I will speak about it again. It's not about pouring from an empty cup. It's never about pouring. It's getting yourself in the state of overflow, that you're overflowing this abundant energy into the lives and the businesses of those around you. When I'm showing up for my clients, I'm showing up from that state of my overflow. And that's probably why I've been able to build a successful business, because I am in this like magnetizing energy of having this abundant energy to give, to be of service, to be supporting my clients, rather than constantly being in this cycle of burnout, overwhelm, growth, crash, needing to rest, and the cycle repeating itself. So where in your life are you maybe setting some boundaries, maybe scheduling that time for reconnection with yourself, scheduling that time to come home to yourself, to come home to presence, to come home to pleasure, to come home to play? You can still join the challenge. We may be 4 days into it now, but you can still sign up. You can still join this free challenge and get access to the workbook. If you are not listening to this episode on the day it comes out and you're listening to it in a couple of months, send me a message, send me an email, send me a DM on Instagram at Seeking Wilder and mention this challenge, and I will send you this workbook, because this has been such a powerful challenge and practice for people to come home to themselves. And so far, when I'm recording this, we're 3 days into it, and my DMs have been filled with beautiful messages from multiple people saying that this practice has moved them to tears, that they're already feeling so much more at home with themselves, that they're already feeling more abundant. They're having memories of joy from when they were young that they'd forgotten. There is so much power in coming home to ourselves through presence and pleasure and play. I really do believe that this and intuition are such powerful business strategies, because when you build your business on the framework of you living a pleasurable, joyful life, you are naturally going to want to create a business that also feels really pleasurable and joyful and fun. You're not going to be going into work feeling, oh, overwhelmed and run down and tired and exhausted and like you don't want to do it, because you have that extra energy, because you're filling yourself up with the things that spark you up, that ignite you. If you have your birth chart, you can look to a few points in your personal birth chart and your business's birth chart. I love looking to the fifth house. The fifth house in our charts is the house of creativity. At personal birth charts is the house of pleasure and romance and self-expression. So if you're wanting to tap into that energy, especially the energy of play, that can be a really, really potent one. If you're wanting to know how to tap into the energy of what sparks you, what ignites you, what lights you up, Mars can be a really, really good planet to look into as well. If we're looking for our pleasure and our emotional needs and filling ourselves up in that way, the moon for our emotional needs is a great one. And Venus is that planet of pleasure, which can be really powerful as well. So there's some points in your birth chart that you can look to. If you get stuck, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm always curious about people's birth charts, or you can book a business and birth chart reading, and I will go through all of the houses, all of the planetary bodies in yours and your business's birth chart to get you a deeper understanding of how you can take all of these practices and implement them into your life and your business to create a hell of a lot more ease, a hell of a lot more joy and pleasure and play and connection. So this was just a brief episode today to remind you of this, to remind you that the challenge is going, that it's delicious, that it's beautiful. If you haven't already, if you're not a part of the challenge, join. And if you're not a part of the challenge, do that practice. Do that practice of sitting down with your journal and writing for 20 minutes, writing about all of those things that bring you joy, that bring you pleasure, that bring you presence, that tap you into that playful energy. Maybe list the times those things take you. Do they take you 2 minutes? Do they take you 10 minutes? Do they take you an hour? Whatever it is. So that when you're feeling flat, when you're feeling meh or disconnected or disembodied, you can go to that join menu and be like, oh, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that thing with intention, with the intention that it will bring me that joy and that pleasure and that presence and that play. Oh, one more thing. I still have a few tickets left to my book launch. So if you are in Perth, Western Australia, or if you can be in Perth, Western Australia on the 4th of September, you can still purchase tickets to my book launch, A Night to Experience. This is going to be the most potent night. This is going to be a really beautiful night of experiencing, of immersing yourself with sound, with music, with connection. It is going to be a really powerful night to understand the human experience and to move through some things for yourself as well, and to celebrate. It's also going to be a night of celebration and fun and connection. I would love to have you there. I would love to meet you. I would love to sign your book. So if you're able to make it, head to the link in my bio and snap up a ticket to A Night to Experience. It's going to be such a fun time. So much love, and thank you so much for being here, and I will chat to you very soon. Bye.
And that's our episode for today. Thank you so much for being here, for listening, for receiving our words into your heart. I would be endlessly grateful if you could review, subscribe, and share this podcast with a friend. If what you heard today has piqued your interest, I would love to invite you to join my Soul Seeker subscription, a monthly offering where you really begin to understand the power and potency that comes with working in alignment with your personal birth chart. Not only will you learn how to work with the moon phases and the different astrological transits, you'll also get a deeper understanding of yourself through tarot scopes, monthly moon circles, incredible guest expert speakers, guided meditations, an intimate Facebook community, and so much more. Because I am so grateful that you listen to this podcast, I would love to offer you 1 month for free using the code podcast. Head to the link in the show notes to receive this beautiful gift. Thank you so much for being here. And for a